Are you feeling better?
A little bit, man. I'm trying, man. Somebody brought me a little Vicks Formula 44D, you know.
It's been working for 100 years.
Say word. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Can't wait to get back.
Yeah, I hear nothing but good things, man. I hear this show is off the chain.
Oh, beautiful. About time.
You know what? I want to start this interview with a story about Cat, man. I don't know if you remember this, but I used to work at this station. No, it's a good thing, man. At this station in Virginia Beach I used to work at, I ain't going to say this dude's name, but he was a comedian. He was on the station with me, and he had this show, and he had you there. And you were there right after Friday, and, you know, everybody was all tripping. Cat is there and everything, and I was all geeked. And I remember calling saying, hey, man, I want to come backstage. This brother was like, yeah, man, I'm in my dressing room, and hung up on me. Next thing I know, Cat Williams comes out and says, come on, man. And we hung out the rest of the night. I really appreciate that to this day. You were just a down-to-earth real dude, man, you know?
Well, thank you. It has its pros and its cons, but it's just the life I've chosen.
I feel you. Some people take kindness for weakness.
Man, it happens.
Well, tell us about the show, this new show.
It's new for me. It's new for the fans. It's just I got a chance to pick all of my favorite places and put them together on a list and just hit my favorite places. And it just so happens that I haven't been to my favorite places in so long. Uh-huh. That the fans miss me and I miss them back, and it's a wonderful combination. It really is.
Well, they do miss you.
Catching up to do.
101.1.
The Wiz.
We're gonna continue with Cat Williams at 12:42. 12:42. We're gonna talk about the new show, the new entourage, and the new Cat.
Uh oh.
It's 101.1.
The Wiz.